trading fours. Or a silver's got a good groove. Just listen to that left hand. Like a heart skipping a beat or jumping up to a double beat. Like beholding something so beautiful you can hardly believe it. Two notes, too low and too high. Looking up with a double take. Leaping up the stairs as something slips away in song for my father. Before the trumpet hits. A beat that sounds like swamps old as darkness. Old as the longing for lost fathers back there beyond the fracture. Donald Fagen heard it, lifted it like a pickpocket, and dropped it into Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Number was a word for joint, bomber, blunt. Know what I mean? But it's also a connection, a connector, the number to call when you get home. And not the way Vanilla Ice stole the bass line from Under Pressure, then said, "Nah, that's not the same, mine's different." We all knew it was a lie. He paid the court cost too. Jarrett sued Steely Dan for taking Long As You Know You're Living Yours and putting that bass line and those horns in the middle of Gaucho. They couldn't deny it. I guess that's the difference between pop and jazz. Jazz says, "Yeah, I took that," and thinks of it as an honor both ways, the taking and the giving, as if to say, "You made something beautiful. I'm going to use it now to make something beautiful too." And not a commercial jingle or a game show tune or a TV theme song, but a work of art, another kind of creation with a deep tethered soul, and you're in it from the start. Like sampling, lifting is giving, honor of ancestors, yet something new, and no postmodern dilemma, no long shadow of anxiety influence. Rather, listen well and true, then respond. That's what trading fours really means.